This episode of Innovations in Education is brought to you by Adobe Sign. Adobe Sign helps schools go paperless, which revolutionizes the business of running an institution. Use Adobe Sign to create seamless workflows that are simple for staff and students to complete and can save your school both time and money. Reduce errors, increase security and compliance, and foster operational resiliency. From HR, finance, and procurement forms to student-facing forms like IEPs and device consent forms, paperless workflows powered by Adobe Sign create digital experiences in schools that make life a little easier for the entire campus community. Okay, hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Innovations in Education, eSchool News' podcast on the latest and greatest happenings in EdTech. I'm Kevin Hogan, and I'm glad you found us. On today's show, we have some content highlights posted to eSchool in the past few days, with news about the latest in E-Rate topping the feeds for this week. The 2021 E-Rate Trends Report from the E-Rate compliance services firm Funds for Learning arrived as school systems work through COVID-related impacts, including the homework gap and on- and off-campus broadband needs. Three big takeaways from the report. Number one, E-Rate remains a vital program for schools and libraries to achieve connectivity. There are a record number of sites served in 2021, over 130,000. 97% of the respondents agreed that more students or library patrons are connected because of the E-Rate program. 95% agree that E-Rate funding is also vital to that internet connectivity. Number two takeaway, network security. The number one critical issue deserving of E-Rate support. 67% say network security is a serious and urgent concern. 97% of applicants agree that network security should qualify for E-Rate support. And finally, applicants see the E-Rate program's administration in a positive light. Only 9% are dissatisfied with the USAC, the Universal Service Administrative Company, which is the program administrator. Since 2006, the overall satisfaction with program administration has steadily increased. And that's really actually some good news to hear that the program is so universally liked, because it's not going to be easy for schools going forward to continue to get these funds and to put these things together. So having the E-Rate as a base program is certainly a positive. If you head over to the resources section of the eschoolnews.com, there is a new ebook entitled Leveraging E-Rate to Transform Learning. This guide offers a roadmap to help K-12 leaders successfully leverage federal E-Rate discounts to expand digital learning opportunities for their students. It also provides an overview of the program, insights on the application process, and strategies to help districts secure the discounts they're entitled to. So be sure to go over and check that out. Now, thanks to E-Rate funding, plus the other promised monies coming through the Recovery Act, this should be an unprecedented opportunity for districts to automate and improve their IT infrastructure over the next few years. Although amongst the myriad disruptions to school district operations last year, the ability to properly manage traditionally paper-based processes was taken away. The only solution, automate. And most schools have discovered they are better off because of it. Replacing old paper trails with codified digital workflows, complete with e-signatures, not only better protects the data on those forms, but better ensures the validity of the transaction themselves. It seems to me that in the conversations I've had that this push to automate because they had to has now become a situation where districts, even the most maybe kind of reserved or old-fashioned districts in the past, now want to. They find the benefits to far outweigh any of the cons of the complications of implementation or the costs. So I was recently able to host a conversation in one of four webinars hosted by Adobe Sign that spoke about the importance of security when it came to the use of e-signatures. In this snippet, Paul Sanfrancesco, he is the Director of Technology for Owen J. Roberts School District in Pennsylvania, and Dan Armstrong, Solutions Consultant for Adobe Systems, dug into some of the particulars, some of the challenges, and then ultimately some of the solutions. Have a listen. I keep hearing IEP and special ed. And as I think about the conversations I have, those seem to be probably some of the more forms intensive departments or aspects of a district. Would you recommend those to be the first as a starting point or a pilot project, or maybe start with something maybe a little bit less daunting and then move on to that?
Well, because we keep bringing that up, it's compliance. I mean, that those had to get signed. I mean, there's legal ramifications for having those things. So when the pandemic hit, that's high on the level. But unfortunately, it had to happen because they don't sign the IEP, they don't do that, districts get sued, we didn't do this. So that's why you always